020090. It is also a minor plat 2025-00034, a request for preliminary final plat submitted by Community Design Solutions LLC, Renee Regal and John Stapleton as agents for Greater Albuquerque Habitat for Humanity, who request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of 1A Armijo Addition, zoned R1B and located at 2309 William Street Southeast between William Street and Clifton Avenue, containing approximately 0.2283 acres. Do we have representatives of the applicant today?
Good morning, this is John Stapleton with Community Design Solutions.
Good morning, Mr. Stapleton. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. If you'd please present the project.
Sure. So this is a existing lot that's approximately 10,000 square feet at the corner of Clifton and William Street. As of a couple of years ago, it was two lots. It was consolidated at some point by the applicant when they had, you know, a different development manager, and now they would like to split it into two lots so they can build two houses there. The applicant recently constructed and is in construction for the rest of the lots to the east along Clifton Avenue. You know, this current imagery on this GIS doesn't, you know, isn't current, but if you were to go out there today, you'd see houses in construction by Habitat for Humanity. Other than that, I stand for any questions or comments.
Great, thank you. Let's go to the public comment, see if there's any comment, and if so, you'll have the chance to respond. Again, for everyone here, this is item one, and I'm calling for public comment on that matter. If you'd like to provide comment, please raise your hand. Scrolling through the participants, and you don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item one. Last call for public comment on agenda item one. Okay, Mr. Stapleton, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. And so let's go ahead and proceed to the DFT staff members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Please raise your right hand, sir, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Water Authority has no objections to the planning action. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go next to Hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chan, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Tiquan Chan, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's proceed to transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. So Clifton and William are both local streets and will require 5-foot sidewalks with 4 to 6 foot landscape buffers. Your sidewalk exhibit shows William with 4-foot sidewalks and Clifton with 2.5 foot sidewalks. Widening is required with right-of-way dedication. If you're unable to meet this, you may request a determination with a justification letter. Fencing shall be relocated out of the city's right-of-way. Any public improvements shall be placed on an infrastructure list.
Thank you. Mr. Stapleton, do you want to address those comments?
Sure. Yeah, Ernest, thanks for that feedback. You know, I have not had a chance yet to request a determination regarding the sidewalk, although I intend to. As you can see, most of the lots out here are already developed, including 5 lots that are in development along Clifton by the same applicant currently. And it appears that they weren't required to widen the sidewalk and provide a buffer, nor is there a buffer or wider sidewalks on all the existing lots. So at this time, it appears the area is fully built out except for a handful of lots, including ours. So we would like to match, you know, the existing sidewalk conditions.
Sure. And usually when I mention that you can apply for a determination, I do that knowing that the applicant most likely will. Sure. I tried emailing you on Monday to let you know this so you can try and prepare something, but I guess you were out of the office because I got a return email.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so Mr. Aramijo, will this then, would you recommend a deferral to allow this matter to be addressed, the deferral to be applied for? I'm sorry, the waiver or
Okay, actually,
determination, rather.
determination, sorry. Yeah, I mean, unless the applicant can, well, I mean, if you can come up something really, really fast.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
I mean, I kind of hate to defer it for a determination, but you know, we do need it on the record, a letter, a justification letter.
Mr. Armijo, let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. I see Mr. Rodenbeck with a hand raised. Could you please raise your right hand? And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do. Thank you,
Go
Mr.
ahead,
Hernandez.
sir.
Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I mean, DHO determinations are treated like waivers. I mean, in past precedent, I don't recall ever conditioning approval for one. We need that determination request in a letter. And if we don't have that now, I mean, I concur with Mr. Armijo that if we push this to the end of the agenda, if we want to bring this back, and if Mr. Stapleton was able to get a determination letter typed up really quickly, perhaps in that situation, but I don't recall ever conditioning for approval of determination because we treat them like waiver requests from that standpoint.
That makes sense. Mr. Stapleton, would you be in a position to draft something up quickly if we tabled this item to the end of today's agenda?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Why don't we do this then? Let's go through the rest of the comments from DFT just in case there's anything else that needs to be addressed today. And then at the end of their comments, we'll go ahead and table this item to be considered based on the comments. Does that work for you?
That does. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Aramico, did you have any additional comments?
The only thing I want to do is to help Mr. Stapleton out, some of the things to mention in your letter. Mentioned that it's residential, low-speed roads, the existing sidewalk consistent with the rest of the neighborhood, and a fully developed neighborhood.
Will do. Thank you for that guidance.
Thank you, Mr. Aramico. Okay, let's go next to code enforcement. We'll be delivering those comments today.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I think I can deliver code enforcement comments, which now that I'm reading, might influence have tabling this. So code enforcement comments, note that this property is located within an area of consistency. Therefore, the contextual lot size standards must be met. According to our calculations here, let's see, lot 1A1 is below the minimum allowed lot size, and lot 1A2 is just above the minimum allowed lot size. I'm trying to see here. It looks like they might qualify for a deviation, and Mr. Marcelo Ibarra is the lead planner who has caught planning comments. So when we get to Marcelo, maybe we can bring that up there. But I don't think Mr. Palmer from Code Enforcement had any other comments. Contextual lot size standards. So average. Yeah, he just got more contextual. So, okay. Anyways, yeah. So the big comment from code enforcement is just that lot 1A1 is below the minimum allowed lot size. Lot 1A2 is just above the minimum allowed lot size. But which I don't think that's an issue if it's just above the minimum lot. It's, so lot 1A1, sorry, I'm trying to digest all this. Lot 1A1 is the issue, is below the minimum allowed lot size at 0.1131 acres. The minimum allowed is 0.1144. If that is within 10% that 0.1131 is within 10% of 0.1144, the minimum allowed, then that would permit them to go through a deviation, provided that that wasn't a, well, it wouldn't be a, I was going to say, it would, as long as it's not a CPO standard. So yeah, I'll defer to planning comments later, but I think they could apply for a deviation, but that also runs into the issue of needing that justification criteria for the deviation to throw yet another assignment on a John. That's done by letter as well, but there are a number of criteria that have to be addressed in that letter for that deviation if it's possible to go through the deviation. So, like I said, we'll see what planning has to say, but I can throw those justification criteria in the chat. But we'll need that if, I mean, if it's possible to go through a deviation, we need that letter. And if it's not possible, then it'd require going through the zoning and hearing examiner, a ZHE, for which for a variance. So
Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, if you would please do put those criteria into the chat, and then just a note for everyone present. I also serve as zoning hearing examiner. So in the event this were to go before the ZHE, I just want to state on the record that each application would be considered on its own merits, and the approval or denial of one has no bearing on the approval or denial of the other application. Mr. Stable, then any questions about that? It may be clear or some more detail come out when Mr. Ibarra speaks, but any questions at this point?
Sure, just a quick clarifying question. Mr. Rodenbeck, does the dimensional lot size standards, and which for R1B in this case is, has a lot size minimum of 5,000 square feet, is that superseded by the contextual lot standards, which has a minimum of that's below 5,000 square feet based on the existing, lots on the street?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. That's correct, John. Contextual lot size standards supersede the regular dimensional standards.
Cool. That was my only clarifying question.
Thank you, Mr. Stapleton and Mr. Odenbeck. Let's, since we have heard all of the code enforcement comments, let's go to Parks and Recreation. Who'll be delivering those comments today? Let's see.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I don't believe we have anybody from Parks here.
Okay. Bear with me just one second. I'm just looking to the record to see if we had anything from Parks. Okay, I see a report from Parks. Me just make sure I'm on the right one here. Yes, stating no comments or objections to the request to action on the report in the record. Okay, let's go next to the planning comments. Mr. Ibarra, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Good
Thank
morning,
you.
hearing officer.
Good morning, sir. Would you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, just a few comments on this one. I discovered that there's extra lines for signature here on the plat, which is this one. It could be removed, and also the real property, and they can be easily substituted for code enforcement and hydrology. Also, this is not necessary for it to go there, the DRB. That means you just go through and get deleted. That's part of my comments. Also, good morning, Mr. Stapleton. Can you confirm there's no existing structures on the site?
Yes, I can confirm there's no existing structures on site.
Okay, so these ones were demolished.
That's correct.
Okay, I gave you a comment about the easements. Just make sure that all easements must be depicted on the plat. Existing easements that will remain, and also easements that will be abandoned. Pertaining to the contextual lot size standards, I went through and sent you an updated calculation that I came up with this morning. I worked in conjunction with Mr. Palmer, and I've noticed that this lot right here, just like Mr. Rodenbeck's stated, lot 1A1 is just below the minimum. So I figured that it's 4,925 square feet, 0.1131 acres. So that's just below, and it's not meeting. So therefore, you can have to apply for a variance or a deviation. But we always like to defer to planning staff. Sorry, to code enforcement in order for them to guide you to the process and to see which way is most convenient for you to go through and just take care of this issue. I found out that this lot right here is just meeting. It's just barely meeting there. So this one is fine. It's just this one that is too small.
Mr. Ibarra, let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. I see his hand raised. Are you there, sir?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So, Marcelo, if you didn't have any other calculations, if Jeff had very detailed calculations. If you agree with those calculations, I just did the calculation myself as far as how close lot 1A1 is to the minimum allowed lot size, and they're just 2% below that requirement. So the applicant can apply for a deviation.
They
And
can.
in this case, because the approving body of this platting action is the DHO, the deviation would also be approved by the DHO as well. So, we as DFT staff can comment on that deviation request, but it would be the DHO who would ultimately approve this. It seems very, very, it seems like it's going to be a very, very rushed deviation request if submitted. I put into the chat all the, there's actually a fifth criteria, which is regarding if they're making sure that there are no, this isn't a CPO standard, because you can't approve a deviation to a CPO standard, but this isn't a CPO standard. This
It
is
is
just a
not.
regular IDO standard.
Correct.
So, it definitely can qualify for a deviation, but it this is I mean it's possible to approve, to move this case and for the applicant to address both the DHO determination request and the deviation request, but both would need to be to be addressed at this meeting before the DHO could approve the plat.
That works.
Go ahead, Mr. Ibarra.
And at the very end, I just have the regular conditions of this plat. Prior to the final sign-off of the plat, the agent's office must prepare the Excel file and proof of approval might be submitted or provided. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat, and then also the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. And that's about it. That's the end of my comments.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Okay. So it sounds like, there's a couple of justifications that need to be provided, one for the sidewalk way determination, and then one for this deviation request as to the contextual lot size. And so, Mr. Stapleton, how are you feeling with regard to those? Is that something that you're in a position to provide today, or would it be preferable to sort of put the best case forward and defer it to the next hearing?
Yeah, I would prefer to defer this so that we're not all rushed. I think that's the better way forward.
Okay. Well, I think that's prudent, just so that nothing slips through the cracks. I appreciate your patience, and thank you to all the DFT staff for their comments. Is there anything further, Mr. Stapleton?
No, sir.
Anything further from the DFT staff? Okay. Well, again, thank you, everybody. So we will then hereby defer agenda item one. Bear with me one second while I do the formalities here. And hereby defer agenda item one. That's PR 2022-006877, aka PR 2025-020090, minor plat 2025-00034, to the next regularly scheduled DHO meeting, which will take place. Bear with me here.
August 27th.
On Wednesday, August 27th, beginning at 9 a.m. Thank you, everyone. That concludes agenda item one.